The Osgood Files, sponsored by Olivet Nazarene University. From where you are to where you will be. Learn more at graduate.olivet.edu. This is Dave Ross from the Dell Studio on the CBS Radio Network. The war on leaks is not going very well. Usually takes years for private presidential phone conversations to be released, but someone decided to release two of the president's calls from back in January, including one to the president of Mexico, where they discussed the wall. Now, leaking private presidential conversations is not a good idea, but it's out, and in it, President Trump threatens to call off trade negotiations unless the president of Mexico agreed to stop saying in public that Mexico would never pay for that wall. Mr. Trump was saying that, frankly, who pays doesn't matter. Just stop making me look bad in public. It was clear that the wall meant a lot less to him in private than he let on at his rallies. And one commentary said this was proof that Trump's supporters had been punked, that the president, in fact, has known for a long time he'd never get Mexico to pay for that wall and was pulling the wool over his supporters' eyes from the beginning. And I think this is a little unfair to Trump supporters.
You've been a Trump supporter all along?
Right from the beginning.
You never considered anybody else?
I don't care what he says, I love him.
At the beginning of the campaign, I was in New Hampshire, roaming around Trump rallies, talking to anyone I could, and I think they knew what was going on.
Even if they pay for half, I'm okay.
What about if we have to pay for 60%?
That's okay.
70%?
That's okay. Build the wall and implement the border.
Suppose
we're spending a lot of crazy money elsewhere, and we're spending a lot of money when those illegals come in anyway.
What you just told me is even if we have to pay for it 100%, that's still okay.
But he's not going to let that happen.
He won't let that happen.
No.
They did not take him literally. What they liked was how he drove the other side crazy. And that's why they like what he's doing now, because it still drives the other side crazy. Maybe if the other side wants to gain some traction, they should stop going so crazy. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.